The largest nurses' union doesn't want non-clinical health workers to plug the shortage of Māori nurses and doctors involved in the COVID vaccine rollout. Community health workers at Māori health providers will be trained to give the jab because there's not enough nurses and doctors. The New Zealand Nurses Organisation says they're at risk because they don't have backing from a professional body if anything goes wrong. Mirjana Johnson has more.
It's a move that's been lauded by Māori health providers. They say by using non-clinical Māori health workers, such as kaiāwhina or kaimanaki, they can overcome vaccine hesitancy and get to hard-to-reach places. But the New Zealand Nurses Organisation isn't behind it. Its kaiwhakahaere Kerry Nuku says it's putting these workers in a precarious position.
We only need these unregulated workforce to have knowledge of the safety and effect and have clinical interpersonal skills. I'm not sure that we have a workforce, non-regulated, that is able to do that. And we're concerned about the protection of this non-regulated workforce.
She's concerned they don't have adequate medical training, even if they're well-versed in how to give the jab. And she says using kaiāwhina is a stopgap for years of underinvestment in Māori health providers by the ministry.
We've already said that there's up to 25% pay gap between regulated nurses that work within DHBs and their colleagues that work within Māori Nui providers. Creating this second level of unregulated vaccinators will create yet a further inequity gap in terms of payment, support and clinical practice.
GP and Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa Urutā member Rawiri Jansen agrees the Ministry of Health needs to invest more in training Māori nurses. However, he says non-clinical Māori staff giving the jab won't be unprotected.
I'm really confident that the training program and the settings that we will use non-regulated trained workers will be safe for patients and it's safe for those workers. They will be working in vaccination centres where there are registered nurses who have been trained in the use of adrenaline and so on. They will be working under the direction of other health professionals.
Gisborne-based provider Tūranga Health is also confident clinical staff working alongside kaiāwhina will provide the necessary expertise and protection. Its Chief Executive Rewiti Ropiha says kaiāwhina add value.
They bring a tacit skill set which is developed over time around the life skills, their connections, and not necessarily can you just go and buy those off a shelf. And so we're looking to bring those skill sets right to the forefront of the largest pandemic vaccination program in New Zealand's history.
Meanwhile, the government said in a 2016 report it needed to recruit 10,000 nurses by 2030 to keep up with the population. And Ms Nuku says they're well short.
We're nowhere near that number. So this seems to be quite a rushed opportunity to fix a gap. But this in no way is a long-term sustainable option.
The Ministry of Health has been approached for comment. Mō te hōtaka o te aiahi nei. Ko Mirjana Johnson, DNA.